Driving back up to Limerick the day after I drove down to Cork is hardly an exciting and positive experience, especially because I need some time to myself today, and this requirement to drive in the car, of course that's silly, to drive in the car, but that'll kind of that reveals how discombobulated I am that I would use such superfluous language even for a few seconds. Yes, I have to drive up, but it's had me thinking about yesterday, and it's had me thinking about how I felt during the time that we, my wife and I, were getting ready to drive back to Cork. I used the iPhone app Find My Mac. That told me that the laptop was in the house, but it said it was in the house 2 days before. So I thought to myself, what does this mean? Where have I been in the last 2 days? Perhaps this app, or probably this app, doesn't work when there's no link between the Mac and the Wi-Fi. So I started to think, well, I've been in my brother's house, I've been in the other brother's house. I'm not even certain that I did bring the laptop up from Cork to Limerick. So I was all over the place. I didn't have enough confidence in the Find My Mac app that it would tell me accurately where the laptop was. So I went around the house, my mother-in-law's house, looking underneath everything, looking under the bed upstairs, looking under the sofas downstairs, and I couldn't find it. Looking in the kitchen, I imagine I might even have looked in the bathroom. This is what I do when I'm looking for something. I even look in ridiculous places on the grounds that I can't remember. Maybe I took it with me to the toilet, which is absurd. Yeah, not pleasant, not pleasant. And then there was the pressure to leave my mother-in-law's house, the pressure to get back to Cork. My wife was very keen to get a 2-3 days rest out of the situation where there would be demands on her time, and I knew that, and I knew that there was a certain agitation within her, which little body language and tone of voice, and I knew I was accurately identifying it. And I could also empathize when I thought back over the number of days which had been full on. And I wasn't so taken up with my own problem that I couldn't recognize that it was important for her to get back. And we had only one car, unfortunately. My mother-in-law wasn't really able to tell me if she'd seen the laptop. She's very strong on observation and very weak, we'll say, on memory. And then I thought, my sister-in-law in County Galway, she is both strong on observation and strong on memory. I'll ring her. She's probably seen it somewhere around the house. But she didn't answer the phone. Later in the day, I sent her a message via WhatsApp to say, is there any chance you saw my laptop? And she came back to me very quickly and said yes, and under the sofa in the front room. Now, how on earth it turned out to be under the sofa in the front room, I don't know. But I found myself in this unpleasant situation in the house, while I still didn't know where the laptop was, where my wife was keen to get back to Cork. My mother-in-law, bless her, who I'm very fond of, was not really able, well, was in the middle of a situation where her daughter and son-in-law were trying to figure out, you know, whether to look for this laptop again. Now, I thought that my wife was keen to get me on the road when she did a gesture of hurry up. That was because I was doing something which wasn't actually looking for the laptop. It turned out that what she had been doing was, she said, gesturing to me to come on, let's look more for the laptop. So I unfairly judged, I misread the signs, the signals that she sent me. And I didn't check, I didn't say, by the way, do you mean, you know, hurry up so we can leave and go back to Cork, or what is it you mean? I didn't ask her what she meant. And I just decided, look, I want to get out of this house. I don't want these two people to be fussing about my laptop. I felt that I never had any lack of confidence that the laptop was safe. I certainly hadn't, you know, taken it out and lost it. I did actually look at my car to see if I'd left it in the car, never brought it into the house, for example. But my own memory wasn't working as well as I wished it would work. And that is the case. I'm gradually discovering that my short-term memory is declining. And I couldn't remember if I brought the laptop out of the car. Now, the chances that I would have left the laptop in the car, it might well be unlocked, were ridiculous. If I brought the laptop from Cork to Limerick, I definitely took it out of the car. So I got myself into a state of mind which was, look, I want to leave here, want to go back to Limerick, I want to go back to Cork, where I know my wife wanted to be and couldn't get to without me, without my car. My way of dealing with a, we'll say, a stressful situation, an emotionally confusing situation, was to want to do one thing, which was get the hell out of Limerick, at least get my wife back to Cork, and then I'd deal with the problem. And I was perfectly, and I did say, look, if it's here and it's found, I'll come back up, which is why I am coming back up today. It is not a day I want to come back up. So all of this has me reflecting on my emotional intelligence, or lack of emotional intelligence, because if I had been in proper control of myself, I would have checked out what it was that my wife wanted to do. She wanted to help me, and I didn't realize that. Why didn't I realize it? Well, that's another story. That's another complexity of emotions. I just took the simplest explanation of her agitation. And the crazy thing is, I think that if the situation were reversed, I wouldn't have been signaling to her, come on, let's go. I need to get back to Cork. I wouldn't have been signalling that. And I'd have felt very unfairly put out if that was how my signals were being interpreted. And yet my wife was good enough not to challenge me yesterday and to say, why did you assume that I was wanting to hurry you up? Why didn't you think that I was here to help you? Oh dear, it's a quagmire. It's a quagmire. And I'm not very good at quagmires. My impulse is to walk away. Let me out of here. And that's really what I did. And then later in the day, I get this reply text message from my sister-in-law. And that's why I'm on the road now. I do at least feel okay about one aspect of being on the road today. Because my wife's car needs to go to the main dealer to have it checked out. We worked out between us that it was okay for our daughter to help her while I went off to Limerick early. Now all I have to worry about, now the only thing that's causing me any anxiety of any kind, no matter how small, is I need to drive carefully along the road to Limerick. But thank goodness, and this is a good relief, it's daylight. I can see ahead. I can see this, the road markings in the daylight. I find those very hard to see at night time, which is why I dislike driving in the evening. I wish I could carry through my wish of not to drive in the evening and have a hard and fast rule that said I'm not driving the car after 4 o'clock in the evening and do all my business during the day. So there, that's this morning. That's I've been talking about or thinking about my emotions over the month of December. And I think I'm pretty certain to carry on talking about my emotions during the month of January. Because at the moment, I can't think of anything else that I would really want to talk about other than turning myself into some class of a political pundit or setting myself a project to talk about poetry or even have a project to read a book and talk about it. Or even have a project to talk with other people and record the conversations with them. Almost like as if I was creating an artifact, an audio artifact of what life was like at the end of 2024 and start of 2025. Well, this is Paul O'Mahony wishing you all the very best. All the very best. I will be wishing you a very good year, a better year than we had last year, or that you had last year, as soon as the new year comes.